This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with his Vietnam counterpart during a state visit in Hanoi on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. Embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea rattle the region and beyond by signing a pact to come to each other's defense in the event of war. The comments from a senior presidential official came on Thursday, hours after North Korea's state media released the details of the agreement. Observers say it could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters the U.S. military-built pier in Gaza was unloading humanitarian aid again on Thursday after being removed for a second time last week because of rough seas. The pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday.
Overnight, the transfer of humanitarian assistance from Cyprus to Gaza resumed with more than 656 metric tons.
The pier, which cost the U.S. at least $230 million, was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. It's faced numerous setbacks. This is VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators marched through cities across Kenya on Thursday to protest against government plans to raise $2.7 billion in additional taxes to reduce budget deficits. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Riot police fired tear gas to disperse pockets of protesters in the capital, Nairobi, and blocked their path to parliament. Protesters say the tax rises will hurt the economy and raise the cost of living for Kenyans who are already struggling to make ends meet. A Kenyan parliamentary panel on Tuesday urged the government to scrap some new taxes proposed in its finance bill, including new ones on car ownership, bread, cooking oil, and financial transactions. Demonstrators across Kenya called for lawmakers to drop the bill and wave placards with slogans like, "We say no to economic dictatorship."
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has decided to bypass a months-long Republican hold on millions of dollars in funding for a security mission in Haiti. One of the lawmakers who imposed the hold said on Thursday. The State Department said at the time it was engaging with Congress to get approval for the funds, seen as essential for the deployment of Kenyan police in the Caribbean nation, where spiraling gang violence has cut off food supplies and forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. The World Health Organization and drug maker Eli Lilly warned patients on Thursday to watch out for fake weight loss drugs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The United Nations World Health Organization says it's getting reports about fake doses of semaglutide, the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. Eli Lilly, which makes Mounjaro and Zepbound, says it's deeply concerned about its tirzepatide medication being sold online and through social media ads, saying that's never safe. Patients are urged to protect themselves by only using medicines prescribed by a licensed physician and sold through FDA-regulated commercial pharmacies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical Storm Alberto, the season's first named storm, weakened on Thursday as it moved inland over northeast Mexico, but not before bringing heavy rains to the parched region and leaving at least three dead. The storm weakened rapidly over land, but carried several inches of desperately needed rain inland to Mexico states as well as South Texas. Alberto has spurred a tropical storm warning covering most of the western Gulf of Mexico's coastline. Schools were closed in Mexico where Alberto came ashore and would be through Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.